Tell us, what are some of the lessons as we look at a Martina Hingis and a Venus and Serena Williams?
Well, I actually would take exception to that example because I know a little bit more about the Williams sisters from having been at Reebok and watched them as they were younger. And their parents actually kept them from playing in junior tournaments and only let them practice with each other for many, many years because they didn't want to expose them to all the vagaries of being a professional or a celebrity and all that sort of stuff. So one of the things that I think you're seeing with Venus and Serena is that they're just saying that I don't define myself strictly as a tennis player and I have other interests, whether it's fashion or school or whatever. And so because people around the game are not adjusted themselves in terms of dealing with that, and they don't necessarily see that as the norm, everybody else is up in arms saying, what the heck's wrong with these guys? Why aren't
they're not totally committed? Focused.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, in reality, who's to say that they're not doing exactly what they want, and they may not necessarily be committed to doing all the things that are necessary to stay away from injury or to be number one in the world, and who's to say that that's not their right to do that? That more is the issue than you have with a situation where somebody starts playing at 15 or 16, they're the breadwinner, and they get to a point where they don't have any choice in the matter because their families put all their eggs in that basket, and then they end up starting to act out, getting involved with drugs, and doing all the stuff that they're doing because they want to bring attention to other parts of their life or they're rebelling.